Alaska posts are among dozens nationwide being considered for force reductions by the Army, but the Air Force is looking at beefing up its presence at an interior Alaska base. Plan to station the Pacific region's first F-35 squadron at Eielson Air Force Base near North Pole is under review. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Senator Lisa Murkowski, who visited Fairbanks yesterday, is optimistic about the prospect.
The basing of F-35 fighters at Eielson is pretty much a done deal, according to U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I am feeling as good and optimistic as at any point in time that the F-35s, both squadrons, are going to be here in the interior at Eielson.
Murkowski says that's because the Air Force has offered no other possible locations for the first Pacific area squadrons of the high-tech fighter, and because of funding included in the president's FY16 budget.
With $35 million being directed to host the F-35 simulator, in addition to the simulators themselves, the structures that they will be housed in. So there are some pretty strong markers that are being sent our way that we will see the F-35s.
Senator Murkowski cautions that there are broader questions about the F-35 program related to technical problems with the aircraft and major cost overruns, but she says she's received recent assurance from the Defense Secretary Ashton Carter that it will continue. Murkowski's comments followed a wide-ranging address to the Fairbanks Rotary Club, during which the senator also hit on the United States' impending assumption of leadership of the International Arctic Council, the increasing importance of the Arctic region, and a lack of funding for Arctic initiatives, including money for a much-needed icebreaker ship.
There is only $4 million. Specifically directed to an icebreaker in this budget right now. That doesn't get us anything. It doesn't. I joked a couple years ago that $8 million didn't get us a porthole. Now we got a half a porthole.
Murkowski says there's no way the estimated $1 billion icebreaker will be funded through a single avenue like the Coast Guard, and she's pushing for a multi-agency approach to moving the project forward. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.